Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get across the street.
Anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said.
That's it, man. You, now you hit it right on the head. You know, what are we producing? What are we producing? Man, I like that. Are we living fruitful? Are we living that? Are we walking in accordance to that confession that we made? Some made it recently. Some made it years ago when we confessed our Lord and Savior. Are we our heart confession, is it lining up with our walk, with surely with how we treated one another? It must be important to the Lord, because he said the greatest commandment is that we love him. And the one next to that is how we should be towards one another. That same love, I like to say that the same love God loved us with, make sure we love him, our neighbor, our brother, our sister, that same way with that agape, godly love. So I like that, Rem, living. We living fruitful. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that I'm living fruitful.
Praise the Lord. My. And your humble spirit, man, let's pray, man. I want you to pray with us and pray for us as we try to start this ministry off. Telling God by the fruit that he gave us and presenting the fruit and ask him, when the last time you ate the fruit? See, now you can eat off the tree.
Come on, man.
Let me get to this lesson, man, so I won't mess up my mind. I won't lose my mind. Yeah, come on, talk to us, man. Talk to the Lord for
us. Praise God. As we pray, Father God, we come before you, asking, Father, that you will forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Sins that we know of, and sins that we know not of, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Count it, Father, a privilege to be able to come before you, not even worthy, Father God, but you, with your abundant grace and mercy, gave us this another blessing, an opportunity that we could gather together, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We see your love. We feel your love. We see your mercy. We feel your mercy, because we realize that if justice would have been prevailed upon us, Father, we know our place, but where we would be. But in you, an abundance of love, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Hallelujah. You looked at us and you bid a golden moment, that they would say, to roll on a little while longer. So, Lord, we are, our hearts are overflowed with joy. Father, for everything we need, it is in you. Even in conversation, even with our problems, we bring them before you. And, Father, just to know that you are near, know that you just, to have you listen to us, oh, we count it as a privilege, a blessing. Now we ask you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Let us deny ourselves, move ourselves out of the way, that your Holy Spirit may flow, Father, that your Holy Spirit may, convict us and even have mercy, Father God, in our conviction. Let us repair, renew, repent, return unto thee, Father God, that we may be made better for you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We feel it right now. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening to us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We just feel your love. Thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to tell you, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, bless this service to be just what you would have it to be, Father God. Renew us, hallelujah. Reprove us, shape us, make us, Father God. Oh, touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts to receive your word. Make us have receptible spirit. Let us take it all in and let it govern our lives and live according to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank God, brother. thank God for the Holy Spirit that has it. It comforts you as you pray. It comforts us as we pray to God. It comforts us to go a little farther. I just want to say today that I'm so glad that we can come together and talk about this fruit that prayerfully is in you. Let's see what this fruit has to go through and what it has to do to walk in this light. Help me, Holy Spirit. I think I gave a scripture yesterday. We didn't tap into it. And it's John 15:1. If you go with me. John 15:1. I want to tell you that it was a time when he told them not to eat off a tree, Reverend. He told them not to eat off of me. He said, you can have everything in the garden. Don't eat off of that fruit. But they did, Reverend. And ever since then, and before he came, man was tossing and turning, didn't have a way back to God. But now we have a way back to the Lord. And it's going to be something, every time I say it, you're going to know you need to have in you. And you know, it's a little four little words. When I get to it, you're going to know. You're going to know when I get to it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Look what he said, Reverend. Every breath in me, that's what he said now, that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears not fruit, he purges, Reverend, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, I'm going to stop on this one here. When I read that a long time ago, I started thinking about many times, they don't probably do that in a lot of places, but when I was growing up, we had a peach tree, and we had a pear tree, and we had a berry.
Yeah.
But, you know, they used to grow stuff back in the day, you know what I'm talking about? And they grew it because it lived off the land, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about every year, what these branches did, the fruit came from where it came from. But I'll tell you one thing about it. It started with a seed, Reverend. It started with a seed, Brother Nutty. And that seed had to get rooted in that ground. And once that seed got rooted in that ground, it came out to in my yard. It was a tree. And branches on the branches, it was a fruit on there. And we used to eat. And they have peach trees around there, too. Somebody can't believe that. But they had it, Reverend.
Yeah.
In Texas. Remember, and we looked at that. See, now, you know, you go somewhere, people, when they got a tree, they prune them, Remember? They cut little bad limbs off, leaves off, so they won't mess up the whole tree, Remember? But God said this with us. Jesus is written in red that if you of him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and you stay connected to he, because he is that true vine. That leads to who? God. You say, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And Reverend, if you are of him, and you haven't helped no one, I heard you made a quote the other day, too. You said BTU, you know what I'm talking about, a saved soul to save a soul, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody don't know what this BTU means, but we'll hold that up for a second, right? We thank God for the training, you know what I'm talking about? We thank God for the training because it still resonates to you right now and where you are today. You still can remember them days when you had to do the Bible school, you know, get up and recite and remember scriptures, you know, and look what they did. See, now you have a fruit in you. See, you, all the other stuff you had around you, you were pruned off, Reverend. He cut some things off of you so it wouldn't grow. So some people, when we were younger, I don't know if they still do that, Reverend. When we was younger, they used to have to put certain shoes on your feet. You know, now they let these babies run around all their life without shoes on. They got slides on. You know? They had special shoes. so you can have your feet. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Rem. And so it
yeah.
will have you walking straight, walking with an arch in your feet. You know, some people. You know, I see somebody walking the other day, man, on his toes. You know what I'm talking about? They're literally walking on his toes. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not saying he's deformed or nothing like that. I know when we were younger, they used to put shoes on this, and you couldn't wear them but a certain age. That was it, Rem. You had to come out of it and then straighten your feet and have you walking right. You know, some people pigeon
right.
toes. You know what I'm talking about, really. Some people, mm-hmm. their feet going left and it should be going right. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And because of some of the things, somebody said because of the birth, I ain't good. But they used to have this back when I was young. You had to put them big old heavy shoes on.
Right,
they didn't have
right.
no choice. They didn't give us Jordans. You know, when we were 4 years
mm-hmm.
old, when we're not 4 years old,
oh,
when we're 4 months old. Then what I'm saying is that God prunes us, and when He's pruning us, He's pruning us to because when we go out there, people will know the tree where we bear. Help me, Holy Spirit. They'll know
mm-hmm.
that we've been trimmed and cleaned by the Lord. So this is what this pruning we're doing right now. We're allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to your spirit to let you hear what need to be pruned. See, God will prune it if you allow Him to do it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now watch this. I think we can go home with this one, Rev. Watch what it said, Rev. He said, now you are clean through the word.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go, y'all. There you go, that four words. One of the four words I was talking about. The
mm-hmm.
word. Everything else, if you don't get the word, it's just like what? Information and knowledge. But when you get the word
right.
of God, it transcends what every man has in his heart and mind. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do this again. Now you are clean through the word
yes.
which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Here we go, y'all. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear the fruit, Reverend, of itself, except it abides in the, what, Reverend? The vine. He said, no more can ye accept you abide in me. I am
mm-hmm.
the vine. You are the branch. He that abide in me and I in him, the same, watch this, remember, bring forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. I love this word.
Mm-hmm.
You, none of us can. If we say we are walking with God, and we say we are trying to be fruitful for God, my brother, I don't care how you sound, my sister, I don't care how you get up there or how you help somebody. When you are moving with the Spirit of God, people should hear God and not you. Help me, Holy Spirit. They should have when you are helping them, they should feel the fruit of the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
One of the fruits of the Spirit that you must have in you, and I'm telling you, it should be really resonate, and that is the love. You got to have love when you're doing this ministry. You got to have love to when you're dealing with your brother and your sister, because when you look at your brother and sister, you're looking at God is pruning them if they allow Him to do it. Some people won't allow God to do it because they think they already fixed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know you need help, you'll just surrender to the help that what God has for you. So Jesus said, if I abide in you, you abide in me. See, my word now is in there now. Once that word get in you, and once you hear and know that God is in you, my brother, sister, if you harden your heart, you're not hardening your heart to Reverend Henry. You harden your heart to
mm-hmm.
the God.
To
you
God,
hear Reverend Henry give you those scriptures. You hear Reverend Henry preach. You hear Reverend Henry teach. You harden your heart to God when you hear Him. Watch this now. I like this because He said that when you go forth, once you've been helped, it kind of messed with me a little bit, Reverend. When someone said they
mm-hmm.
know the Lord and have the Lord, and they don't tell nobody about it. He too big, bro, for you to keep it in your one little mind, your one little heart.
Yeah.
Once you got love of God in you, and someone said, "I've been praying," your eyes open up, your ears open up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might come out and say, "Man, I so thank God for blessing me today." And you look at them, and you got the rivet eyes, and the ears flapping around. And Reverend, you go up there and say, man, I'm so glad a Reverend prayed for me. And they looked around and said, I'm glad he prayed for me. Now we got a connection there, right, Reverend? Now,
mm-hmm.
now we're going out, Reverend. And he said, when you go out, Reverend, and if you have this same spirit that he has with him as fruitful, you can do nothing without him, Reverend.
Right.
I don't care what seminar you go to, how they teach you, how they allow you, because a lot of people don't understand this ministry all the way, right? But when you go get taught the word of God, when you sit down and go get and someone talk and teach you word by word, Greek, Hebrew, and help you with the knowledge of understanding, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, if God ain't in that classroom, all you have just got is some information.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help your spirit. See, I don't know how many people that took got training, Reverend. You don't know how you've been. You know, I know you've been training a few things. It don't take effect until you start doing it, Reverend. When you
right.
when you go out there, you get in some situation. They didn't teach you this in that training. They didn't teach you that in that lesson, because some of this lifetime, what they call it, OJT. You know what that mean, Reverend?
Yeah.
What that mean, Reverend? But when you in this ministry, it's like OJT. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about? We can tell you all we can do. We could almost open your head up and just pull the word in there. But you got to get on board. You have to get on board. And once you get on board, you don't have to be a preacher that is what I'm going to tell you. You can love someone
right.
and help someone. You can tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Now, if you are a preacher or a minister, teacher, you're held accountable to do what? Oh, my God. You can hear a channel of to hold that bloodstained banner and preach and teach that uncompromised. A lot of us going to want to put it up and put it down, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's in your heart, brother, he said, if a man put down the gospel plow, he said he's not, that's what the book says, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible said many of who what? Many are called, but Let me get home. I am the vine, and you are the branch. He that abide in me, I in him. The same through, what I said, same brain for much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, Reverend, he is cast forth as a branch, and as withering. And the man gathered them and cast them into the what? The fire.
The fire.
And they do what? They didn't do nothing. They didn't just get
they
in the fire. They did what?
They burn.
They burn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you abide in me, and my word, watch it, God, and with that dang game, but add another letter there, if abide in you, he said you should what? Ask, and what will you say, what you will, and it shall be what? Done unto you. I'm going to go somewhere now. When you got the Lord, and he's in you, my brothers and sisters, there is a transition going to happen right then. And some of us, it works a little quicker than others. Yes, it does. And some of us, it stayed with us all the way. And some, one of them scriptures we read, it fall on some rocks. That seed did, Brother Nutty. It didn't get no root. It what it did, Reverend. It had no root and it had no ground or soil to get in so it can grow. It just choked out. You know what I mean? So some people
mm-hmm.
get in that thing and they start off good, you know, and then they leave. And I ain't talking about God's plan. I'm just talking about walking away from God. Help me, Holy Spirit. What
right.
you talking about, Reverend? If once you have tasted God and you stop the love of God in you, that's what you're doing when you walk away. Because when you stop and turn from it and start doing other things, brother, sister, you are walking with, you're walking in the wrong direction. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You're walking away in the wrong direction. Yes, you're going to have some bad days. Yes, you're going to have people talking about you. But if God, if you abide in God and he abide you, watch it, and his word is in you, you can go to the book. And you can open the book Matter of fact, we done got so smart now, we can Google. I have, you can Google, I have a problem. I need your help. And then Google, open some up. And then if you be more specific with, can you show me in the Bible to remove my heartache? And there's Google to show you scriptures, you know, that you can refer to. So you don't have to really do like we do right now, get in the book, watch it, and study, and show that I'm self-approved. Somebody already cheated for you, so you can already get in there. So there's no excuse by getting the word of God. Oh, yeah. Did you understand what I'm talking about, Reverend? There's no excuse by getting the word of God. Man, child, anybody can Google what they want. Google is right at your – is that right about it? Can you go there? When the last time you Googled something, Reverend? When the last time you went in there and typed in something about Lord? Because sometimes, you know, when you somewhere and somebody want to need you to witness to, help me, Holy Spirit, and you just don't know where to get the scripture from, it's not, ain't nothing wrong with you. They go to the phone. You pay for it. You paying for it. You go to it and Google it, and it'll take you straight to some scripture. You know what I'm talking about? And help you with the situation. There's nothing wrong with you. Got it faster that way. But I love what we're doing right now, that we can come together right now, that we can get in the word right now and let it manifest to us. I dare you and triple dare you to trust in the Lord. If you can take time out and give God that time, get God that time to walk you through the word and let that word manifest in you. And I'm going to tell you something. It's good, Reverend. It's good when you can, if you can buy his word and let his word work in you and change you for what you are doing now. Because what you did prior to that, you won't want to do it anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. What you did before you got saved and once you get in there and you allow somebody to help you in your weakness, I'm telling you, it's like pruning. And it's like that fruit. Once it gets started getting right, Reverend, before it gets right, it has to get nourishing, Reverend. So all to get nourished, he has to stay connected to the vine, Reverend. Oh, help me. You stay connected to the vine, that husband coming. that husband coming. Who is the husband? It is the Lord. So I thank God for what he got in store for us today. Look how it plays out in verse 7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what you will. And it should be done unto you. Have you tried it like that, my brother, sister, lady? Have you asked God something? If you got the word in you and you abide in him, he hears you. He hears your heart. When you're sincere, God will hear your heart. So if his word is in you, help me, Holy Spirit, and you abide with him, you living with him, Reverend, you walking with him, Reverend, you can ask, watch this word, is a little thing there, his will, help me, Holy Spirit. He would not move out of his will, Reverend. If his will is not, that's what the Bible says, if it's his will, you don't have to worry about repeating it all the time to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. If you know if it's his will, my sister, and your faith line up with his will, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, before you even call, he will already answer. Before you even ask for him, he's already heard. He's listening to us right now. Somebody needs some help right now. And I ain't talking about no financial blessing or some tangible thing. I'm telling you a spiritual thing. You might have a problem walking with the Lord because you done got the word in you now, Reverend. Now the word, now you've been tormented. You know, talking about now this fruit you have in you, it didn't cover you so much, Reverend, that now trials are coming and tribulations are coming that you don't understand. Let me tell you something. I still believe in the scripture. He would not put no more than you can bear. And prior to that, he said, I'll give you a place to escape, Reverend. There's some things God don't want to leave, Reverend. But you have look what you have to do. You have to continue in what we do today, for to pick up the cross and carry it and bear that cross. And we bear that fruit. It's like a fruit you have. That's why he said in verse 3, he said, here it is, my Father's glory. Glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so I loveth you. That's what he said, Reverend. Continue you. Mm-hmm. Here go that word again. Here go that word again. In my love. He said, and keep. He said, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in what? My love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. I love this thing. It's telling us, once you get the word of God in you, now that love is going to come in, brother. Now you're going to understand life a little better now when we be saying we deserve justice. But we, everybody on this phone deserve justice. But God's mercy and his love is so rich that he looked past that through Jesus. And he covered us through Jesus. Because he said the love that he got, it came from the Father. Now he's allowed us to see the love because he loved us that much and that he sent his only begotten Son. If you want that continuous love, you have to stay connected to the vine. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The vine is the place that you get life from. The vine is a place that you don't look at this earth like it's your home. You look at it like I'm just a pilgrim traveling through a barren land. As I'm right about it, Doc. I'm not here living like I'm going to stay here. I know I got a few things. I can't say that I don't have a few things, but let me tell you, I'm not living here to live like I'm going to live here forever. Because man, child, woman, don't know what day that we're going to leave this place. But I want to tell you this. I want to buy in him, and I want his word in me. I want to buy me so much that I want to feel his love. And his love can look at me, Reverend, and be chastising me and having me with tears coming down with joy. See, sometimes you get whipping, Reverend, it's pain. But sometimes when God whipping, it turns to joy. You know what I'm talking about? We use it at a certain time, but weeping what? Come by pain.
Joy.
Come in the morning. We use that certain time, but it's good to let you know sometimes you have some nights that you cry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you have some joy in the morning. But I know one thing, when you have the love of God, joy can come by and cover that spot that you have and hurt you. And it's having you tangle all up. That love you have with God, you can feel his power as it cover you, Reverend. That's why I love when he said, if you keep my commandment, you should abide in my love. Boy, we got to hold on to something. We can't keep picking this thing up once we find out the truth, Reverend. We can't keep this walking in. One scripture said in Colossians, right? If I can just, let me see, Colossians 1:10. He said that you may walk worthy of the Lamb unto all pleasing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, be fruitful in every good work. He said, increasing in the knowledge of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ooh. So if you get in God's let me do that for me. Can I read that for me, man? He said, he said, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful, Reverend, in every good work, and increasing in knowledge. That is Colossians. Look, Reverend, 1:10. And I'm gonna tell you how I love about that. We all have to walk in the Lord. We all have to walk in the way trying to please the Lord. If you fall, there's a place that you can fall into his arm. When you in his arm, he didn't want you to stay there. He gave you a plan to get right back on, Reverend, and keep on starting this thing up. But if you got that word, that commandment in you, and that one of them commandments we got, he said, one of the ones he gave us, he said, love me with all thy might, with all thy strength, Reverend. He said, I want you to love me so much that you can't bear to do no other love for any person around. Because he said, because I'm a jealous God. And he told us to do something else, brother. He told us to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't going to hurt yourself, brother. A preference that you don't. You don't hate yourself. You're going to love that neighbor like he's you. You know what I'm talking about? Or she's you. I don't care how much they did wrong. Because when you find out the love that he had, man, you'll keep His commandment. And once you keep hitting them, His command, His love will always abide with you. He'll always look at you like you, what, you're an apple of His eye. You know what the book said, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you like the apple of His eye. Look at these things right here. Look at these things. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be fulfilled. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Look what he said, a greater love than no man than this. That's what he said, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do this for every brand. Watch this here. He said, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend, Eric. If you, that's what he said now. That's the stuff you got to do now. If ye do whatsoever I command you, God had put something in us and urged us to follow that cross. I don't care how, it might not be popular sometimes to the most. But my brothers and sisters, if you take time out and walk with the Lord and let the Lord show you what He has done for you. Because if you get close to God, He'll let you see some things what He done for you, really. He'll let you know that He died for you. He'll show it to you in the spiritual world that He's in your life. What I'm talking about, God will visit you in your sleep. God will visit you even in a vision. God will visit you in a stranger. God will visit you, watch this, Reverend, in the Word of God. If you pick up the book, start reading the book, God will visit you with the Word. He said, there's no greater man than laid his life down for you and I. That's what he did. Yes, Jesus laid his life down. And he stretched it out and laid his life down. And he did it under obedience unto death for you and I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He coming down and allowing us so we can love one another. And sometimes, Reverend, watch this, Reverend. This ain't about the Holy Spirit, Reverend. Reverend, sometimes when someone hurts you so bad, you have to look at that person through the eyes of God. You have to see that person that Jesus is in you. Maybe that person don't have a spiritual walk like you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Maybe that person has a problem walking with the Lord. But I want to tell you this morning that God has a place that you are, what He wants us to do when we come across people that offend us, when we come across people that don't like us. God have a place for every one of them. He wants us to be merciful like He was to them. And sometime or another, Reverend, He'll cause a breeze to come by. Oh, help me, somebody. Sometime He'll call a hurricane to come by. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes He'll call tragedy to come. He's trying to give them a warning so they can repent, Reverend. But then sometimes He just will kill that spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. If it has to be spiritual, He'll kill it. That's what He want to do. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes, Reverend, He'll kill it physically. Look, Reverend, how many things, if you could just be truthful, if someone could just not going to be so scared, you know, and hit the one button, Reverend, and say how many times God then moved some out of their life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Then He took it. That's a friend now. He took it. And He moved it out of their life. Let me tell you something, Reverend. And when He moved it, it wasn't just for us to get the glory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because He loved us so much. He loved us so much. But Jesus was His friend. And His word is the word He talking about if you keep it. If you keep what He's saying to do, Reverend. He said, if you keep it, He said, whatever you ask for, Reverend, you can get it, Reverend. You can get it. Do you want it today? Do you want the Lord today? Do you want Him to come in your life? You have to keep His word. You have to try to live close to His word. You got to look at the word in its fullness. And when you look at its fullness, love will make you love one another in spite of what they have done to you. I know him right now.
That's right.
The book said in 12 again, he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Now, if he said that, we could just stop there. If he just said it right there, you have no other choice. You have no other choice, Reverend, to love me. If you are of him,
that's right.
If you in Christ,
that's
you
right.
have no other choice to love me. I know it sounds
no
stupid, crazy, man. If you just don't know how Eric made me mad, you just mm-hmm. don't know how what Eric said to me. Let me tell you, if he said, this is what he said. He said, this is my commandment, that to love one another as I have loved you. Now watch this. He put some steps here, right, Reverend? We call stipulation right here. He said, greater love hath no
mm-hmm.
man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. You are my friend. That's what he said now. That's what I love about this thing. And if you do whatsoever I command you, he said, henceforth I call you not a servant, but for a servant know not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend. For all things have I heard of my Father. I have made known unto you. Look, what this is something pretty good. We try to stay away from Scripture, but this is something you got to stay with. He said, you have not chosen me. Can I do that again, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
Some people get it twisted when they think God needs you. God don't need you. He don't need
mm-hmm.
us. He could use a rock to cry. What he did? Come on, man.
Yeah.
He can have a donkey to talk, man. He said you have not chosen me. He said, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth what, Reverend? Fruit. That your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask of your Father in my name, that's what he said, he may give it to you. These things, I'm going to go back, y'all. I command you that you love one another. When it's all said and done, help me, Holy Spirit, when it's all and said and done, love supersedes everything. Love hides multitude of sin. When you have the love of God in you, my brothers and sisters, when you have that word in you and you allow that word to manifest it in you to others, my brothers and sisters, it sends a warm heart to God. When you out there trying to witness and helping someone and telling them about the goodness of the Lord, God smiles. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
mm-hmm.
if you have this fruit in you, you should be fruitful, Reverend. He said, matter of fact, I didn't bring you being no servant like that. He said, I look at you as you my friend. He said, now since you my friend, he said, whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it to you, Reverend. Oh,
mm-hmm.
help me, Holy Spirit. So if you need some strength this morning, ask for the Father. Jesus to help you. And watch what happens. Watch you get that strength. I feel your strength come on, Reverend. I feel your strength come on, Eric. You know why? Because whatever time we can get together, anytime we can get together, my brothers and sisters, your strength going to come. You know what it's going to come? It's going to come in numbers. The Bible said, well, there
mm-hmm.
are two or three. Touch and agree. I mean, we got to agree, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and agree.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he will be in the midst. I don't know when the last time you got with somebody and said, look, pray with me or pray for me. I got a certain situation. And I don't care where you're in church. These things can come up. they can come up, man. You can be in the pulpit
mm-hmm.
and have problems. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You could be in the usher or the welcome committee, have a problem. You could be in the deacon. The one, what we call chairman, and need a what? Need prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I know about that? Because we are not exempt. No matter what we are, we should be more. There should be more fortitude there, if you understand what I'm saying. It should be more strength there. It should be more patience there. But some of us, God's still working there. He's working this out with us, and he's showing us that his love is. And I love how he does that. When he shows us his love, and he shows us his love, when I see his love, when I understand his love, I walk with peace. I walk with understanding because I know that he is God. Remember, I've been in life just a short time. When I read these scriptures a little while back, it resonated to me that ever since, I've been trying to do this ministry of walking with the Lord, not this God plan. I'm talking about walking with the Lord and preaching. Brothers and sisters, I've been trying my best. And I had some few people that didn't hear me, not on the front line, just on the back line, and said, why do you don't give up? Why you don't give up? Why you keep pressing and trying to talk to certain people? Because God put in my heart that we should be that lifeline. God put in my heart that that we should reach out, because somebody reached out for me one day. And ever since then, I've been running from the Lord and running with the Lord and running with the Lord. And I'm telling you, I want to be fruitful. I want when he called me home one day and when he allowed me to be in his presence one day, he said, well done. I seen you on God's land. I seen you at First Prison Valley. I seen you in the prison. I seen you at the racetrack. I seen you at your home. Matter of fact, I seen you in your closest time when no one was around. I seen you. Come up a little higher. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's looking at that. He's looking at that. And because of his love for me, because I'm his friend, I'm going to get to come on in. Because I want to be fruitful. I don't want to be that tree is not barren. I don't want to live this life and not help nobody. I can't believe that you say you're a Christian and you won't help nobody. You got to get some taught word in you. How can I say it like that? That you need to be somewhere someone can speak to your spirit, let you know that is not right. If you truly have God in you, I wouldn't have to say this to you, because you know what? You can't keep him in you. You can't keep God in you because he's too big, Reverend. He's bigger than your box. He's bigger than my box.
Yes, sir.
You know what? He just burst out that box. I'm gonna do something, because I said I gotta get out of here, real. I'm gonna do something, and I said we're gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it because I love this scripture, man. You might have read it a while. Have you been to Psalms for a while? When's the last time you been to Psalms? The Bible says this: the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pastures. And he led me by the still water. He restored my soul and lead me in the path of the righteous for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Look, we say, thou prepare a table for me in the presence of thy enemy. Thou anointed my head, here we go, Reverend, with oil. My cup running over. Surely, help me, Holy Spirit, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will, this is what I love about the word, and I will dwell in the, what? I will dwell in what? The Lord.
House.
I will dwell. Okay, then, I know you with me. I know you got that. That's what I'm trying to get you and forever, right, Reverend? Forever.
Yes, sir.
And ever. So we're preparing ourselves to live in the, because the shepherd already done it. And he know you're going to be some place that you're going to be still sometime. And he know you're going to be somewhere eating in the green pasture. Eat his word. Wake up in the morning if you can't get you, if it ain't but one scripture. Start your day out with the Lord. Let the Lord lead you in this day and comfort you in such a time like we in today. You can be up today and down today. You can be up today and down today. You can be up today, down today, up again. Let me tell you one thing, though. Never leave God, though. Keep God in your heart. May God keep you and hold you. Always is my prayer. Remember, I got to step out for a second.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At the point of our service, praise the Lord. Thank God for that lesson. Thank God we live in fruitful. Praise the Lord. And if you want to be fruitful, hallelujah, we here. We here to pray with you, pray for you. Praise the Lord. We're at the point of our service. You can push the one button. You say, thank you, Lord, for the lesson. Or praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can just push the one button if you want prayer. Hallelujah. Or if you want to add something on your heart, you push the one button. When you push the one button, it'll tell you that now you're in the host queue, and we can open you up. When we open you up, it'll tell you that you're unmuted. Praise the Lord. So we thank God today for this lesson. Oh, praise the Lord. It's been a beautiful, beautiful lesson. God bless us with. I see you with these golden nuggets. Hey, Martha, repent warnings, Galatians 6. I'm sorry, Galatians 1, 6 through 10, and Galatians 6 and 1 says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Warning. These are repent warnings. Thought only one road leads to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way. Oh, praise the Lord. The gospel of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin is a story that we have the privilege and responsibility to share. When we present the gospel, let's share the risen Jesus is the only solution to the problem of sin. he's the only solution to the problem of sin, because we know he has already defeated it. Hallelujah. And he want to show us how we can defeat it as well. But we've got to be connected to that vine. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus tells us, I'm the true vine, but my heart, I'm the true vine, and my father is a husbandman. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stay connected with Jesus as he continually connects us back to the Father. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Thank you. And for that, she also sends in, praise the Lord. Another one, she said, the gates of worship. The gates of worship. Gates into the presence of God are always open. The gates into the presence of God are always open. Let me read that one more time. The gates into the presence of God are always open. God had given them the identity. They entered the gates with praise and thanksgiving because of God's goodness and his steadfast and enduring love, which continues through all generations. Hallelujah. And Psalms 100 would tell you, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank the gates. That's the gates of worship. If you want to worship the Lord, hallelujah, enter into his gate. Start off thanking him. that'll open up. See, that'll put you at the gate. That'll open up the gates. Just start. Be thankful. Hallelujah. And praise his name. Be thankful on him and open up your heart. Hallelujah. His courts with praise. Enter into him. Hallelujah. And he into you. Beautiful, beautiful today. Praise the Lord. Also, she gives us a fishing lesson, onto the lies of Satan with the truth of God's word. Respond to the lies of Satan with the truth of God's word. Thank you, Lord. He's giving you a way out. Hallelujah. He's giving you how you can fight against the wiles of the devil. Respond with the truth. God's word. Hallelujah. And his word is true. Hallelujah. It's everlasting. And his grace endures all generations. Praise God. A fishing lesson he gave us. And the gates of worship also repent warns. Repent. Hallelujah. Wow. You still have time. These are warnings God given us, hallelujah, that we may repair and fix those things that are broken, that he can welcome us home, hallelujah, that he can abide with us while we're yet on this side, hallelujah. We can abide and walk in him, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Do we have one? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If not, we'll continue to pray and let God have his way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see we got one. God bless you. Opening you up, Brother D. All right, praise the Lord. You open? Are you on mute, Brother?
Yeah, I'm on mute again.
Uh-huh.
I heard praise you, man, when you said, are you on mute? It made me grab the phone and look. Good God Almighty. Thank the Lord. Amen. I'm just very glad to be back again. I had a few interruptions this morning due to work, but I did get a chance to hear for the most part of it. And I truly enjoy hearing the word. I said for the last minute, I said, I'm going to see if someone else hit the one button beside my big mouth with all this noise in the truck. And I just hear my pastor used to say, I don't see how you can sit down on God.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how man can come on the line and sit down on God. He's been so good to you. He's been better than so good. He's been too good to you to sit down on him, but yet we do it. I just don't understand it. I was privileged yesterday. A friend called yesterday in our evening service. And just to show you how God works, I hear my brother Eric say, oh, that, yes, confirmation. I hadn't even talked with Monty yesterday. I had no idea what she was going to speak on real. But I had a text message in the process of me doing the opening prayer. And they asked me to pray harder for them this time. She said, because I got hell in me. And I told them, I said, call me. Call me now. So they called my phone. I kid them through a few scriptures. That's all I know to do is give them the word of God. So in the process of giving them the word, I said, we're going to pray now. And I whispered a word of prayer for them, and I give them some more scripture. And I told them, I said, I'm not going to call no name. If you want to, you know, come out and hit the one, you will. If not, just, are you willing to accept that God will fix it? They told me, yes. I said, are you willing to accept the fact that God is a right now God? They told me, yes. I said, are you willing to accept the fact that right now might be next year for you, but it's right now for him? And they told me, yes. Then we went back to the service, and the lesson was brought up on what I had spoke to her about. And I told him, I said, do you realize this confirmation? This confirmation. I said, that just goes to show you how the Lord works. You know, God is able to bless here and there at the same time. And I just think, God, and I'm going to ask my brother this morning, in your prayer, just pray for not only for Brother Steve, but I really would like for you to mention those that are troubled in the mind, that just don't know how to come to the Lord. They want to come to God, but they just don't know how to come yet. They just can't seem to allow themselves to relinquish that hold that the world have on them and grab hold to an ever unchanging hand.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
In your prayer, my brother, would you just try to work that in for me if you can. And as always, you know, I solicited your prayers. I think it's a great thing that you can solicit a prayer from someone that you feel can get a prayer through. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
We're gonna get out the way. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, one prayer request. That'd be enough. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, hallelujah. As we pray, continue to thank God for He's still keeping us. He's still holding us. He's still giving us a chance to come to Him. Doors are still open. Praise the Lord. They still open. He's still doing great things for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God. We thank you. Father, we call it the Canada as a privilege to be able to call you Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, allowing us this opportunity that we may come and reason in your word and be fed by you, be comforted by you, be taught by you, be made better by you, Lord. We realize that all glory, honor, and praise go to you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to tell you we love you. We thank you for continually making us better. Hallelujah. Continually to strengthen us, continually keeping us, continually comforting us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this word today. Let it resonate in our heart. Let us abide by the things you told us. Let us abide in you, Father God. Let your word abide in us. Stay on board with us, Father God. Allow us, bless our hearts that we may want the things that you want, Father God, that you may dwell with us and your Holy Spirit peacefully in us, Father God. Hallelujah. That we cause not the Holy Spirit, that we grieve not the Holy Spirit, Father, but we live in a way that you would rest, rule, and abide, and you would continue to lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you. We're thankful for your love, Lord. Thank you for listening to us. Oh, thank you for helping us, Father. For we realize if we're made better, it is because of you. If we're strengthened, it is because of you. Hallelujah. If we're able to lift up our head, it is because of you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Continue to regulate the mind, those that are troubled in mind. Hallelujah. We know, Father, Jesus, look upon the situation. Hallelujah. In your love, in your grace, and your mercy, unmerited favor, we deserve justice, but with your mercy and your love overflowing in a bountiful and abundance, Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving and praise. We praise you for the things you brought us through. We glorify you, hallelujah, for just being God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we love you. We thank you for it. Just a moment. Hallelujah. We meditate on you just a moment, God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't nothing, ain't nothing going right He can't.